It's that big liar himself. Is that, what's his name? Mike Lawson.
Episode 34, Why I Made Raymond Reservation. See you next Tuesday.
Okay, that was my Mike Lawson impression. Beef, baby, that was terrible!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Mike Lawson, online.
What's his name? Mike Lawson.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. This is Mike Lawson. And before we start the episode this week, I wanted to play that big fatty clip. He was doing an impersonation of my little show. And what he's talking about is that I've already booked my room for Pride 48 in Vegas this fall. And I wanted to tell other listeners and podcasting friends that I plan on having a kick-ass time in Vegas this September with or without you. Head over to pride48.com for more details and start planning now. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. Bleh. Oh!
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Big Fatty, that was terrible!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1415 of the BFO for Friday, the 28th of June, 2013. Y'all, this is the last part of the Pride 48 show that I did last weekend. And y'all, at about 14 minutes and 30 seconds, it just got
big, fatty. It got ruined is what it was.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all... Seriously, chat room, you got to come up with some questions for me. And while you're doing that, make sure you put Big Fatty in the question so it'll highlight on here for me. Because, you know, I'm old and I'm drinking wine. But, y'all, while we are waiting for those questions to come in, y'all, I have on the horn, as they say, y'all, I have the star of the Joe Batanz show. Y'all, it's Mr. Joe Batanz. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Big Fatty. I know this is such an honor to be on the Big Fatty Show.
Well, the honor is all ours. And Joe, you and that big liar are coming up right after Big Fatty, right?
Yes, we are. We are so excited for the extravaganza that is planned for Pride 48. I can't even contain myself.
Really?
Oh, you don't.
Something tells me you may be the big liar now.
Oh no, this is. I don't want to... Okay, look, this is
okay,
a secret.
Tell me the secret.
Between me and you.
Just you and me.
Just me and you. There's no... Like, okay, just... I hope I'm not in the air because
no,
this is
you're
such
not.
A secret.
No, it's just between you and me.
I'm going to ask Mike to marry me.
Oh!
On the show today.
Really?
Yes. Well, you really? Know, Prop 8's going to go down. Doma's going to go down. Now is the time.
Okay, so that's a little
preview.
A
secret.
Just between the two of us.
Just between the two of us. Look, he's diabetic. Who has not wanted to date a diabetic?
Oh,
okay.
It was like a priest, you know.
Exactly.
Do a priest, do a
right?
diabetic, you
exactly.
know, do a cop, you know.
He has that huge schlong.
Okay, let's talk about that for a second.
All right,
because,
sure.
You know, it is the talk of Pride 48 is the giant Mike Lawson schlong.
Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, mm-hmm. people are going to see it in Vegas. It's not like he's not going to get tied down and stripped down. But, you know, just give everybody an idea of what this is like.
Okay, so Mike and I used to work together. But mm-hmm. we also had, like, mutual friends, and he slept with mutual friends. And I've mentioned this on the show, but he once slept with this guy who told a friend of mine that Mike Lawson's schlong was so big that he had tears in his eyes when Mike, he were having sex. Now, let me tell you this. Here's the other thing. Mike used to tell friends of mine at work, girlfriends, he'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, my schlong is so big that it's a problem in the relationships. And then he used to wear these jeans that had holes in the crotch, and you would catch a peek, and it, I'm not even joking, I thought he had who's that guy from Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
The little midget from Game of Thrones. I thought Mike had him hiding in his pants. That's how big. That's what I saw in the hole.
And the holes in his jeans were down at his knees, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right. Joe, good luck on the show coming up. I know you and Mike need to get a little time together before you go on the air, because you've only got about 15 minutes. But thanks for coming on, and we will be listening to y'all between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern.
That sounds good.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I just took your line. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks. Y'all, Joe Batanz, how about that? All right. Thank you, Joe. And y'all, now I got to figure out how to fucking hang up on Joe. Okay. There we go. All right. Now, I've got some questions in the chat room that I'm going to answer. I've got to scroll back now, though, because they've gone ahead of me. Oh, fuck. What have I done now? I've ruined it.
Big Fatty, we're used to you ruining it.
All right. Here we go. I've got to scroll back. All right, y'all. Oh, the questions. Oh, here we go. All right. Some of the questions I can't scroll back to for some reason. The first one I can scroll back to is Toppy Smelly. Okay, here's my serious axe. Oh, where'd it go? Here's my serious axe Big Fatty question. Well, it's disappeared. Toppy, you got to type it again because it's I can't scroll back enough. Donna Sugar says, Big Fatty, more than a mouthful. Me or Mike Long? I don't know. My balls are
Big Fatty, we know that.
Big Fatty, is it technically rape if he's a top?
Big Fatty, I don't know what that means.
I don't either, Poodle. Turniped, what is the best way to make J-Lube? And Turniped, you know the answer to this, but the answer is carefully. Because, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you ever make J-Lube, which is what they use to inseminate cows and for puppet shows, y'all, if that shit gets everywhere, and it's impossible to clean up. So the best way to make J-Lube is carefully. Toppy Smelly says, okay, here's my serious Axe Big Fatty question. What is the Rob Lindley Magoo? It's the Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo network. Where did it come from, and who, if anyone besides Big Fatty, is on the network? It is only the BFO, and it's the Rob Nelson Lindley network, and it is Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo, who is Rob Lindley, who used to be on. He's on PNS Explosion now, but he used to be on The Daily Purge, and he's just a good guy. He's the chairman of the board, and it's one of those things that means absolutely fucking nothing.
Big Fatty, like everything else on the BFO.
All right, y'all, we've got one here. Kathy Bacon, how do you clean your leather, Big Fatty? Well, Miss Bacon... I don't know how most... Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, there's a... Oh, Big Fatty, there's a cellular telephonic device. Oh, y'all, hang on a second. Let me take this call. Oh, dear. Oh. Hello? Vader, I'm right here. Y'all, it's Larry Vader, y'all. I am on the Pride 48 right now, Vader. What do you mean you're downstairs waiting on me? Well, come on up to the Fat Cave. Vader, what are you talking about? Vader, the Pride 48 Vegas is in September. Pride 48 this weekend is old school. It's going back. It's going back to old school, and everybody is doing it from their own homes. We're not in Vegas this weekend. Well, that says more about you and Miss Bacon that you are in Vegas. Well, go to the chapel and do me a favor. Put a $5 bet on block 26 on the roulette wheel. Vader, you want to say hello to everybody? You're live on the air. By the way, Miss Bacon is in the chat room. She must be at the chapel already waiting on you. Well, oh, wait a minute, Veda. Wait a minute. Oh, dear Gussie. All right, Veda, I had it all fucking muted. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
I fucking had it muted. I'm sorry. Veda, what are you? Veda, y'all, it's Larry Veda. I had it muted all this time. Big Veda, you fucked it up. I fucked it up, y'all.
Oh, dear Gussie. Well, yeah. That was going to be a good one, Big Fatty. I had worked on that for minutes.
Yo, minutes. There's the silence. I knew Big Fatty would fuck it up somehow.
Oh, dear Gussie. Hello, Fatty and everyone.
Y'all, can you hear Vader now?
Okay. Oh, my gosh, I think so. Big Fatty, I have to tell you, I'm not trying to hijack your acts, Big Fatty, and your Pride 48 weekend.
Right.
Even though this was all scripted, for the once, it was a skit.
Yes,
it was
they can actually hear you now. Okay. Jesus
damn it.
Christ.
We were... Oh, Big Fatty, after we had lunch today, y'all, we had lunch with the Drusilla Blow Me, and it was delicious, but we came up with a fantastic skit, and, Well,
Big Freddy, you ruined it!
But they'll hear it on Wednesday's little show, right?
Well, I don't know when the fuck they'll hear it. I've had so much wine, anyway. Okay. Y'all, I cannot believe I fucked that up.
Big Freddy, we can all believe it!
So,
oh, dear Gussie. No, it's okay, Big Freddy, because really everyone knew that I wasn't really in Vegas in front of the Luxor waiting on you.
Really? But Miss Bacon really is. Y'all, Miss Bacon really is in Las Vegas this weekend. So, anyway... So Veda, you want to say hi to everybody?
I do want to say hi to everybody, and I hope, you know, I was at the coal mine super late tonight because we're doing a big mining job right now, but I actually was able to tune in to the 2010 pink carpet, and I don't think anyone on the pre-show or whatever has commented at how fucking ruined that was.
Oh my god.
I mean, drunk. I'm not sure who... I thought at the time it was only Daniel's husband, Joe, that was drunk. But listening to it 3 years later, you were pretty much shit-faced.
Yes, Big Freddy.
How was I the sober one on that?
I don't know.
I know. Well, anyway, Big Freddy, I will let you get back to horrifying everybody. I have a gentleman caller on his way, so I've got to go.
Well, everybody's disappointed that you didn't bring a little something from the Book of Bacon tonight. So,
well, you had the music queued up.
Right.
I would.
How about the shortest verse in the Book of Bacon?
If you would like.
Sure.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Tonight we are going to read. It's very appropriate. Dear God, Miss Bacon's texting me. Tonight we're going to read from the first Book of Bacon. Verse 1. Blessed is the bacon who does not eat the bacon, or cook the bacon, or stand on the bacon, or mock the bacon, or sit in the company of those who mock the bacon. But whose delight is in the law of bacon, and who meditates on bacon's law.
This was the shortest fucking verse.
That's the end.
I thought it was going to be bacon wept.
That's not part of the Book of Bacon. You don't even know the Book of Bacon.
Okay.
It's not the Book of Bacon unless you're playing the old Rugged Bacon in the background anyway, Big Fatty.
All right.
And a single person in the chat knows who that is.
All right.
All right, everybody.
Thanks, Vader. Sorry I fucked it up.
Oh, well, that's okay. Hopefully you'll hear it on Big Fatty's little show that none of us really listen to.
Poor Big Fatty. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Now, y'all, this is the part of the show where Big Fatty couldn't be heard by the chat room, and so I had no fucking idea that this was it. So just listen to all this confusion going on right here where I was answering questions from the chat room.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Dr. Stone goes way back to know that one. We just
tighten it up a little bit. Just tighten it up. Just tighten it up a little bit.
And y'all, we have one from Daniel Brewer, Biba. He says, "What's the best way to donate to Pride 48?" Oh, wait a minute. Can y'all not hear me? Big Freddy, I don't know if they can hear you or not. They ought to be able to hear me. Oh, dear God. Where did it go? Did I hang up the wrong thing? Big Freddy, we don't know. What happened? Y'all, it's recording. Big Freddy, we don't know. What did I do? I don't know. Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, dear Gussie. All right, how do I fix that? I don't know how to fix it. Poor Big Fatty. Yo, you will hear Big Fatty. Y'all, the chat room cannot hear me for some reason, and I don't know why.
Big Fatty, why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you back because the chat room can't hear me, and I thought if I called you back, maybe they could hear me.
It's because you've got the... Oh, dear God, I've already put the microphone away. The microphone I don't own anymore.
All right, now can y'all hear me? All right, we hear the Skype ringing. They hear Vega. Now they can hear me. Okay, so you're just going to have to stay on until the fucking end. I don't know why I cut off.
You've got the video on, Big Fatty, so you might see something you don't want to see.
I'm not looking. So no, I just see your picture. So anyway, poor Big Fatty. Some things never change, y'all. Y'all, when you hear this show, you'll hear me going, "Oh my God, they can't hear me. Oh my God, they can't hear me." Big Fatty. So... Yo, I don't know how to fucking do this shit. By the way, Dr. Stone just asked a question. When are John Michael Hawes and Rob Nelson Lindley going to tighten up that act, hamming it up with Big Fatty opening? And I said, it just needs to be tightened just a little bit. But Daniel Bieber asked, what's the best way to donate to Pride 48? And the answer is to go over to pride48.com and click, what do they click? They click the button over there to donate. And y'all, if you donate, we don't know what we're doing yet, but if you donate, we're going to give you an entry into winning a prize, and we're going to draw those prizes. And I just made an executive decision. We're going to make a donation this weekend, and from here through September, if you make a donation, You're gonna get an entry for a prize, and we're gonna draw for those prizes in what do you call it? Las Vegas. So that's what we're gonna do. And John Ong says that this is the best Big Fatty show.
Big Fatty, it's only second to the 20 Minutes of Silence.
Y'all, I don't know what the fuck I did wrong, but. Veda, thank you so much for answering the phone, because they wouldn't have heard me at all for the rest of the little show. So, y'all, coming up next is The Big Liar and Joe Batanz, who you heard at the beginning of today's... Not at the beginning of today. Big Veda, you continue to fuck it up. So anyway, y'all, it's hopefully catching up. Y'all, and I meant to do that thing that Joe and Mike do, you know, I'm Big Fatty, that's Joe, we've known each other for 10 seconds, you know, never mind. Poodle, what did you think of this third little show, huh?
Big Fatty, that was terrible!
I couldn't agree more!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.